This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be going to a report from Alex Jones in the next segment. The globalist cause is destruction. What is your cause? Alex is going to break down the way the New World Order games the system in their favor. And what is their final solution? It's a technotronic eugenics nightmare. We know that from their own documents. Of course, that would be a conspiracy theory, many would say. But as we point out in the last segment, Obama says that these Planned Parenthood videos are fake. That's his conspiracy theory. You need to look at the evidence. You need to look at everything skeptically. I remember when I first saw the Michael Hastings video, and I saw the car crashed into the tree, and the engine ejected hundreds of feet down the road at a right angle to where the car was. And it's like, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense, because if you hit a tree, that impact is going to capture the engine into the car. As a matter of fact, that's one of the major causes of fatality in a car accident. Is the engine getting pushed back into the driver's compartment, the steering wheel predominantly, getting pushed back into the driver because the engine does not compress. It also doesn't fly out at a right angle. And then, of course, it burst into flames. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, because if you look at this, the back of the car is not compromised whatsoever. The back of the car was in great shape. It was the front where all the fire was. So it's like, It's very interesting, because you go back and just take a look and see how this works. It's kind of like, you know, gravity, as Alex was talking about. We looked at that guy that was kind of hanging in the air there in Spain. We kind of know how gravity works. So how does it work when cars explode? Well, we see a lot of car crashes, you know, with Hollywood, things driving off a cliff. They spontaneously explode. Those are charges for effect. It does happen in real life. You can see some very interesting videos of car crashes and that sort of thing. You can see. There was one in particular that I thought was very interesting. It was a racing track, and these were high-performance racing cars. One of them hits an oil slick on the track and goes into a wall, smashes up. It does not explode because it hits the front of the car. And, oh, by the way, the engine didn't get ejected at a right angle either. They got pushed back into the car. Another car comes along, hits the same oil slick, follows the same trajectory, comes in. A couple of seconds, about 5 to 10 seconds later, comes in and hits that car in the back. Ah, now it's corrupted the fuel tank. And you have a big explosion. But you have to bust the fuel tank. That's, by the way, what has happened with Jeep. They just had a massive recall because of a lot of fuel tank explosions, because people get hit in the back of the car, not the front of the car, but the back of the car, and it would cause a massive fuel tank eruption that killed a lot of people. So they've had a lot of lawsuits, they've had a lot of recalls, and that's beside the hack that we just saw, where people were able to take over a Jeep wirelessly and drive it into a ditch. So yeah, when we look at things like that, you have to think about it. You have to say, well, I see this guy looks like he's floating in the midair, but I know that that's not true. I know that engines don't get ejected at right angles. I know that cars don't spontaneously burst into flames if they're not hit from behind and the fuel tank is not corrupted like that. So what other possible explanations might there be? And then it just happens to turn out, as things are going on, that we knew from the very beginning that he had a lot of enemies in the government, especially in the military, because of exposés that he had done when he was a reporter. But then we also found out that he was very concerned, and he was on the run. He said the FBI was after him. He had been talking to his landlady, wondering if people had been tampering with his car, that sort of thing. So that's how conspiracy theorists operate. We kind of look at this as a detective would, as an investigation. Now, Obama, on the other hand, can take a look at these Planned Parenthood videos and just pronounce them as being fake because he's been told to say that by his political supporters, like the president of Planned Parenthood, who took 39 visits to Obama's White House just since 2009. Stay with us when we come back. Alex Jones on The Globalist Cause is Destruction. What is your cause? We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists know that humanity has Titanus power. All we need to do is begin to release our strength, our love, our vision, and their tyranny will fall. Release the Titans. Here reporting from Barcelona, right at the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. You can say what you want about pre-existing economic orders and systems, but when you look at the globalist technocracy, it's very clear they're using pre-existing beefs, pre-existing divisions, pre-existing fissures to exacerbate the old system of imperial control, divide and conquer. But this modern imperial takeover isn't seeking to dominate ports and resources and peoples and to drag the best women back to the capital to deck them in jewels in the palace. It is seeking to dehumanize the population itself because the globalists are now in love with the machines. The machines didn't build that culture. The machines were built by the mind of humanity. But the globalists have a disdain, a predatory hatred of the general public, as all feudalists have throughout history, and they've decided their path to immortality lies in shuttering human destiny and shedding their humanity and merging with some hypothetical, futuristic, transhumanist singularity. Well, even if that was a fact, and even if you could do that, you don't have a right to take over free humanity and make the decisions for the general public. But they think they do. And that's why from its forced drugging to forced inoculations, the fluoride in the water, to GMO, secret laws by the EU, the TPP, by Congress, unified globally so that we can't have basic choices. That's why you're doing everything you can to distract us with the most sickeningly ridiculous distractions of Hulk Hogan going, hey, I love black folks. They call me this. I call them that. Let's get over this. And they use that as a way to divide and conquer. Or they use a few sad cases of psycho cops killing innocent people to further create divide and conquer for globalization to take over the federal government and local police. It is a scientific formulae. And whether you're in southern South America or southern Europe or northern Europe or Japan or South Africa, whether you're in Canada or Germany, it is the exact same formula, the exact same playbook that we see being used to take over society. And all I'm trying to do is to get you to realize I've spent 23 years, 20 years on air, almost 21 in a few months, fighting tyranny, studying it, researching it, learning how they operate, reading their white papers, reading their books, and then coming to you and saying, here are my conclusions. Don't have to believe me. Go read these quotes from the Congressional Record. Go read this issue of Foreign Affairs. Go listen to what Juan Carlos said. Go listen to what Prince Philip said. Go listen to what Ted Turner said. Go listen to what David Rockefeller said. Go listen to what Queen Beatrix said. It's all about world government to cut off your resources and exterminate you and your family. And they're smart. They do it by successful proclamation incrementally. I mean, they're cutting off our power plants. They're shutting down our textiles. They're opening our borders as they collapse the third world and flooding. Spain is being overwhelmed by African flotillas as Africa collapses after they brought down Gaddafi that was stabilizing all of Africa. Italy is collapsing. I mean, they admit Rome is collapsing. They are doing this to then flood with our social welfare networks, our well-meaning, to further collapse Europe, further collapse the United States as a new political bloc to complete their fascist takeover. And these third world populations will vote however they're told, as long as they're given their payoffs, as long as they're given their domestication fee. And we're domesticated as well. They take our money for 80 years, put it in Social Security, shell it all out, bankrupt it, and then say, pay us even more taxes or we'll bankrupt the whole thing when it's already bankrupt. It's all about betrayal. The globalists have committed to betrayal. They have committed to evil. So why shouldn't they go all the way? They're committed to their cause. What is your cause? How can you even be committed if you don't have a cause? Because more than anything today, we don't have a cause. There's only one way the West could be conquered. And that's if we don't have a cause, if we get up our free will, if we get rid of our basic instinct for preservation of life. And that's how we're conquered by such pathetic death cults as Planned Parenthood and all this Caitlyn Jenner garbage, as if that's our culture, is a guy in drag. Nothing against a guy in drag, but that's our flag. That's our culture. It's a joke on us. It's the globalist urinating on us like a dog does when another dog is dominated. It's all just a twisted comedy for their enjoyment. Doesn't matter that I made Endgame 1.5. 8 years ago and put all the documents in and how they plan the whole rollout and the end of the family. Doesn't matter if I'm right. They've taught the public that it's valuable to be a slave. It's valuable to defend your ignorance. It's valuable to not be involved. It's cool to buy into the system. They say in advertising, perception is reality. And I've said many times, if you're on PCP and jump off a 50-story building and think you're flying for 4 or 5 seconds, 6, 7 seconds, whatever it takes till you hit the bottom, you are flying. But when you hit the bottom, you die. So perception is not reality. You can be whacked out of your mind in a spaceship, open the pod bay door, think you're going to fly out into space. Truth is, you'll be dead in seconds. So perception isn't reality. And that's why there's a war against reality and a war against common sense and claims that raising debt limits don't raise debt limits and 2 plus 2 equals whatever the government says, and they're not coming after your guns, but they are, is an assault on common sense because it stands in the way of everything they're doing. Tyranny has always been overthrown or collapsed from its own weight. And now it thinks because of technology, it's going to survive that and metastasize the next level. No, it's not. All these back doors the NSA built to spy on the people, patriots used to go into Planned Parenthood. All these back doors the globalists built to control and manipulate markets, we simply used to get the intel. That is the patriots out there. And they're not patriots for America. They're not patriots for the UN. They're not patriots for Russia. They're patriots for justice who want the New World Order. One of the strongest statements ever was from a hacker that was involved exposing Planned Parenthood, who said, look, I just want them to come back down to earth. You're not invincible. You're not God. I'll tell you, Napoleon Bonaparte was an incredible Corsican, Italian, French officer who rose from nothing because of his genius-level skills at artillery and at management and morale of troops. But he still thought he could beat Russia, and he was defeated. He wasn't a nobody who was delusional, but still, he was defeated. He got too confident. Hitler won the Iron Cross First Class as a Congressional Medal of Honor, a very twisted, bad person. But he proved himself out in the field. It's why military followed him. He was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. He was like a German Audie Murphy. Who's Hillary Clinton? Who's Barack Obama? Who are all these fake people? They didn't do anything, but they think they're invincible because of the PR propaganda. Let me give you a newsflash. You know your mainstream media is losing the info war. You know your ratings are collapsing. You know you're in trouble. So what are you doing? Smoking your own dope. Believing your own garbage. Believing your own baloney. Your own Bravo Sierra to tell us we're going along with you. That's the scariest part. Because you people may cause World War III. You people may destroy the world. Because you're so convinced you're invincible because you've taken our decadence as we've been drunk on success and on the past victories of our ancestors, and we're laying around while you're busy running the world, and you think nobody's there to stop you. You are who's going to stop you. You're a joke. You're a fraud. You don't care about humanity. You don't believe in humanity. And you know why you don't believe in humanity? Because you don't believe in yourself. You're weak and you hate yourselves. We don't need leaders that hate themselves and hate everybody else around them. We need leaders who care about themselves and their families and who have honor and who believe in justice. We're going to get it. You will never stop humanity. You will never stop all the people out there that are waking up. You have failed, and you know you're going to continue to fail. Humanity will prevail. I'm Alex Jones from the very front lines of the globalist takeover, because right here is where you will find the resistance awake and aware, and it's happening. Because for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So I ask you all out there, what are you doing today to spread the word, to raise the alarm, as the 21st century Paul reveres worldwide? It is 1776. It belongs to you. It belongs to us all. It is the Renaissance. Take it in your hands. It is your destiny.
And as Alex is pointing out, there is a eugenics agenda at the bottom of this. That's why they have to push back so hard against these Planned Parenthood videos. That's why they have to ignore them. That's why they have to make a big deal out of Cecil the Lion and the hunter who paid that dictator $55,000 to hunt in his area. Now they're saying they're going to extradite him. Look at this article that we've been talking about, how the White House, with its conspiracy theory, says that these are fake. Well, what do they base that on? He says, well, they were done in a fraudulent way. Oh, you mean like the FBI terrorist attacks, where the FBI comes in and they get everything set up, they equip the people, they transport the people, they set up everything and then bust them? It wasn't done to that level. That's what our government does in order to justify the war on terror. That is not what was done in these videos. You can look at that and you can see. There's not a lot of evidence behind them, says Barack Obama. No, there is. Take a look at these videos. You will be disgusted. Any honest person will be disgusted. But as Alex pointed out, people are fighting back. This article we had yesterday from the 3301 hacking group that talked to Mikhail Film through secure email was talking about how they believe that the second attack on Planned Parenthood was an inside job. And here's their evidence. They say our contradiction was that they claimed they were taking down the server to protect its users, but at the same time, they added a donation page on the very same server, prompting for credit card payments. It doesn't quite add up, does it? Yeah, see, that's the difference between a conspiracy theory and actually thinking for yourself. You can see an update on it today. Now they're saying that they are undergoing maintenance. But again, that site was not hacked if they can still take donations. Stay with us. We'll
Hunters,
be right back.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Thank you. must be some kind of way.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, July 31st, 2015. Yes, it's the end of July, the end of our free shipping on everything at InfoWarsLife.com. But you can still take advantage of it today. Everything at the store, free shipping today. Free shipping ends, free July shipping ends today. And we also have a special buy two silver bullet, get two free. That's right. We normally sell out a silver bullet during the winter months. It's summer months right now. You can get it for 50% off. Now is the perfect time to stock up. 30 parts per million colloidal silver. That's silver bullet. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. Buy two, get two free, and get free shipping on that and everything at the store. Now, as we were just talking in the last segment, we had that special report from Alex talking about the people who are fighting back against Planned Parenthood. Hacking their site, they said, because they just can't take the arrogance anymore. Not only the arrogance, but the brutality. Looking at their emails, and as we pointed out, we had the article yesterday from Mikhail Phelan talking to the hacking group. They said that they believe the second hack was fake because the server was still up asking for donations on the same page, trying to make themselves look like victims. Here's another interesting hack. Of course, we've talked about the wireless hack of the Jeep. They say that's a vulnerability that all, that's about 450,000 vehicles made by Chrysler and Fiat are vulnerable to that. We've seen people hack vehicles in the past. The same hackers did this a few years ago. They demonstrated it at the Black Hat Conference. Black Hat and DEF CON, by the way, are coming up in about a week in Vegas. We'll see some interesting reports coming out of that. But these car hackers that were working with Wired Magazine had done this hack before, but they had to have direct physical access to do it. This time, they were able to do it wirelessly. That's how things change. Now, right now, we had another hack that came out Tuesday about a hack of a sniper rifle. And we talk about how the New World Order can sometimes get hoisted by its own petard. In other words, blown up by its own bomb. I think this is a perfect example. You've got hackers disabling a sniper rifle. Now, this was a sniper rifle that was set up, very sophisticated instrument, set up with all kinds of computer control so that it would not miss. It would turn an amateur shooter, they say, into a world-class marksman. But it can be hacked. And if you hack it, you can't hit the broadside of a barn with it. And it makes me wonder about these computer-controlled bullets that are going to shoot around the corners and so forth and so on. They're going to be wireless. They're going to have some telemetry. So I would imagine that there's going to be a lot of hacking and counter-hacking going on with that as well. It was interesting that it was about a week ago, I think it was exactly a week ago, yeah, on the Nightly News. And again, if you're not a subscriber to the Nightly News, please support our operation. You can share that with 20 people. It's very, very economical, very affordable. You get that every night as it happens at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I was talking last Friday with Leanne McAdoo about this new report that came out visualizing a tactical battlefield in the year 2050. And, of course, they were talking about a lot of very disturbing, it disturbed me all week when I looked at this report, all weekend, a lot of disturbing things, a lot of things that we see that are parallels, I think, to what's going on with Jade Helm, what we see with geospatial intelligence, human domain analytics. You know, Jade Helm is about mastering the human domain. What does that mean? Well, that means that they're going to get all this information they're collecting on you. They're going to collate it. They're going to mine it. They're going to map it. They're going to use it in a pre-crime analysis. They're going to try to identify people before they become violent or extremist, as we've heard Wesley Clark talk about, as we've had a bill put up by Representative Mike McCall to involve FEMA doing grants to identify people that might become criminals. Yeah, that's where this is all headed. You know, you got to understand that when we did the report at the Asymmetric Warfare Center in Virginia, when Joe Biggs and I went there, we did some research before we went there. And, of course, you can find videos. At the time, we found some videos that were 5 years old. These are videos that had less than 100 views on them. These are people talking about what had gone wrong in Iraq. Why were they losing every one of these asymmetric wars that they do, where they have counterinsurgents that they're fighting? And, again, one man's counterinsurgent is another man's freedom fighter. If you invade somebody's country and they come back and fight against you, they call them a counterinsurgent. So I guess they're the insurgents, and these are people who are countering their insurgency. But they said that they were, what was it that drove these people? You know, interestingly enough, they didn't say it was religion. They said it was the loss of control over their life. The idea that they had no future, that there was nothing that they could do about it, that they were being controlled. That was what radicalized people. They said religion came later as an undercurrent. And that's why they're coming after the people who believe in the Constitution, who believe in freedom. Stay with us when we come back. We've got another special report from Alex Jones, the Bush.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
George H.W. Bush. God bless him. God bless all of God's creations. Was born 91 years ago. And I don't think he's doing too well these days. Recently, a few weeks ago, he fell down and broke part of his neck, but they say he was doing okay then, but he's had pneumonia and other problems. I think it's safe to say the expiration date on this old boy is almost up. Now, I don't wish any harm on him, and he is a World War II vet. My grandfathers were, both in the Army Air Corps. He was in the Navy Air Force, so I have some respect for him at that level. But let's just be honest, as we kind of look back in the archives here to a video I shot November 11th, 2012, when I was in Houston, driving by, and I saw a George H.W. Bush Memorial Park.
I'd never seen that before. I'd seen it online. Thought I'd go over there and shoot a video and just talk about some of his history. And before we do that, let's talk about some of his other history. This guy is part of Skull and Bones. This guy swears an allegiance to a death cult. This guy is a rhino Republican in name only, Rockefeller Republican who helped bring us the New World Order, helped set up the precursor of NAFTA and GATT, Agenda 21, and that treaty. He was anti-gun. He was pro-open border. He promoted total amnesty. He is a globalist. And now we've got his son, Jeb, running for office. And let me tell you, that apple didn't fall too far from that tree. He goes along with everything. So if you want another Democrat in, or the very Republicans that gave you TPP and the very Republicans that wrote Obamacare and then manipulated the Democrats by opposing it publicly to go support it, then obviously support Jeb Bush. But I thought we'd play this short little piece on this July 31st worldwide transmission here for you, just to look at some of the annals from the InfoWars vault, knowing that we have so many new listeners and viewers. So you decide what you think of George Herbert Walker Bush. I think it's very clear that this guy is involved in some very, very, very strange activities. And with Republicans like this, who needs Democrats? That's our biggest problem, is the Republican Party. I've decided if they run the Democrats, the Democrats run them. But definitely at the top, it's the same club. And as the great late George Carlin would say, you ain't in it.
This is a clip from George Carlin. Looks like we lost the audio for that. But, of course, what George Carlin is saying, they have an exclusive country club. And as Alex said, you ain't in it. One guy on the one side, the other on the other.
Alex Jones here reporting for InfoWars.com. I was driving through Houston and came across the George Bush Monument. They've got them at the airports here. They've got them all over. And it's just amazing when you actually know history and know that his father, George Herbert Walker Bush's father, grandfather to George W. Bush, Prescott Bush, was the top Nazi under Brown Brother Harriman here in the United States. It came out in the different hearings. And this is a guy openly promoting world government. This is a guy openly pushing planetary tyranny. Right there, there's one of his famous 1991 New World Order global government quotes. A guy who supported the assault weapons ban. If you want to know why Barack Obama won, it's because he's designed to win. The Rockefeller Republicans are there to be placeholders to make sure the United States can be moved towards the model of China. When he was ambassador to China in the mid-1970s, before being CIA director, they went in and got him to set up the one-child policy and the planned staged economy, to use China to leverage out the rest of the free world. Total globalist puppet. Always groveling after tyranny, just like his father did for the Nazis and the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings. And it wasn't that they were even Nazis. They were just groveling up to the fascist order in an attempt to socially climb. Well, later they found the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and went from just being a backwater Nazi agent to being a major political dynasty here in the United States. And all of the idiot Obama supporters that constantly call my radio show and I see you on the YouTube video saying, aha, your guy lost, Mitt Romney lost. Mitt Romney was designed to lose. Mitt Romney was a placeholder. The fact that you chose Obama and not even the fake conservatism shows you bought into socialism, collectivism that's bankrupt and destroyed every country. But that's what the robber barons want. They want you dependent. They want to consolidate control of this society. And until you figure that out and stop thinking the government's your friend when it's run by a bunch of foreign banks that brag that they've conquered this country, until you realize what the New World Order is in their definition, in the Times of London and the Associated Press, when they brag a corporate, global, anti-free market, monopoly government that wants to shut you and your family down. George Herbert Walker Bush, what a disgusting dynasty, and his son and all of it, to destroy the idea of constitutional libertarian ideas. And it's worked like a charm to drive people into the arms of
the peace President Obama launching all his wars and trillions in banker bailouts and NDAA and expanding the Patriot Act and all of it. That's how they manipulate a shallow, dumbed-down population. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Disgusting monuments all over the place. Oh, look at him. He came to Texas and worked hard. Come over here, Richard. He came to Texas for his CIA front and started his little fake oil company, Zapata Oil, CIA front, and the Bay of Pigs and all the rest of it. Oh, and then let's go right over here. Oh, they helped bring down the Berlin Wall. Pure crap. Gorbachev, other New World Order guy, the Presidio. All of it. This disgusting garbage right here. And then let's go right over here. Oh, his son being sworn in so the megabanks could stage 9/11 and bring in their police state when the public now knows they run Al-Qaeda against Libya and Syria. And, oh, the number one terror threat is conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans. This is how you manipulate people in the dialectic. So funny. All right, that's it. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. And I'm here at the George Herbert Walker Bush Memorial to tyranny and the destruction of America and driving a stake through our heart. Congratulations, Republican Party. Congratulations, Democrats. You've helped America become totally conquered by foreign fascistic megabanks to carry out their agenda of euthanasia against this population via the soft kill program of genetic and chemical and biological warfare known as eugenics. And if you don't know what eugenics is, that's the reason cancer rates are up by over 3,000% on average. Pediatric cancer is up by 10,000%. You're being murdered by the government you love so much. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com.
Introduce. That reminds me of the WHO, don't get fooled again. You know, the parting on the left is now parting on the right. And we've got a lot of candidates who are going to be in this next debate that is coming up. There's going to be a lot of parting on the right. How do we find the genuine people from the ones who aren't genuine? As Alex was saying, a lot of people taunting him, saying, oh, your candidate, Mitt Romney, lost. He wasn't our candidate. We didn't care about Mitt Romney. Most of these guys we don't care about. I like Rand Paul, what he talks about. I don't agree with him 100%. But I agree with him more than I do most of the others. So it was interesting to see this comment. Some guy says, I can't take Alex or David seriously. This is on YouTube anymore when they constantly mention Rand Paul is the only person we can trust. They never mention how Rand Paul was one of the few first people to support TPP and beg Obama to fast track it. Look it up, people. Alex and David Knight are hypocrites. Trashing TPP on one hand, then supporting someone who's been a cheerleader of the TPP before any other Republican. Well, no, do look it up. What you'll see is that we criticized Rand Paul back in the fall, right after the election. He was starting to talk about how one of the key things we need to do is we need to pass free trade. And we said at the time, if he's going to get behind these secretively negotiated trade deals, he's done. His base will abandon him. Instead, what he did was he criticized the secrecy of the TPP before the vote was held. And there were two votes. Remember, it was passed by the Senate, then it went to the House. They changed things, so then it had to go back and be repassed in the Senate. So there were actually two votes in the Senate on TPP. Rand Paul voted against TPP both times. Two votes against. Get your facts straight. Ted Cruz voted for it the first time. The second time, he voted against it. Of course, Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, who are running for president, they voted for it both times. So, yeah, get your facts straight. I don't think that we're going to have a savior that's going to take care of all this stuff in Washington, but at least we can have somebody who is moving the discussion and things that are going to affect liberty rather than playing this shell game like we see the Obama administration and so many of these politicians doing. And so it brings up a question. Since we've got Trump as the front runner, what is he about? What are his positions on issues? He hasn't really said much about anything except for immigration. On that, he hasn't really identified, I believe, the key problem. He hasn't identified the idea that we are massively incentivizing illegal immigration. The fact that we have a North American Union for all practical purposes, as we pointed out over and over again, with Petraeus and Pelosi saying, what comes after America? North America comes after. That's what Petraeus said. Pelosi said, we just happen to have one community with a border running through the middle of it. You know, just kind of like Texas and Oklahoma. It's no big deal. You know, people come and go both all the time. There's also the business deals that are coming in that are drawing it in. And so now people are starting to vet Donald Trump. They're starting to look at his use of illegal immigrant labor to make himself wealthy. They're starting to look at some of his business dealings. They're looking at his lawsuits and the testimonies that came out of that. But let's take a look first as to where this guy really is, even on the broad political map. We have a story from NPR. Most of Donald Trump's political money went to Democrats until 5 years ago. Now, this is something Alex mentioned weeks ago, but this story with NPR is interesting because they actually have a chart there. You can actually see over a period of time how his contributions have shifted from one party gradually to, in the last 5 years, almost exclusively to the Republican Party. And again, you're looking at the feed. This is in black and white. If you guys pull up the article, you'll be able to see it in color. The red and blue, the traditional stuff that they've used with this. They say while he framed himself as a conservative back when he was giving money in massive amounts to Democrats, his political views have been all over the map during the last 25 years. Between 2010 and 2015, 97% of his donations have gone to Republicans. Prior to that, Democrats had been the primary beneficiaries, taking more than half of Trump's donations between 1989 and 2009. In other words, he starts, as you can see in that chart there now, he goes completely red for the last 5 years because he's priming the pump for his run as a Republican. And it's interesting because I said, you know, one of the things that he's not talking about with the problems of crime coming across the border are these drug cartels. El Chapo, he criticizes this guy because that happened. They made a big deal about El Chapo being let out by his captors. I'm sure he bought his way out of there. So how did he become El Chapo? Well, he became El Chapo because of the massive war on drugs. Why don't we talk about that? Well, you know, back in 1990, Trump did. He had the right idea, too. He said in 1990, he said drug legalization is the way to deal with drug violence, he told the Miami Herald. When he had an interview in that same year with Playboy, he demurred on the topic of abortion. He said when asked for his position on abortion, he frowned, he pouted. He asked me to turn the recorder off, wrote the writer. He didn't really have an opinion. He said, what was mine? He said it was a very human moment. So he's kind of up in the air on abortion. He's kind of apolitical on most of this stuff. What he really cares about is money. Does that make you feel secure when you know that a guy is, his positions are totally malleable? He's really all about money? I mean, he does. He is smart. He does understand when he said back in 1990 that you get rid of drug violence by ending prohibition. Yeah, that is the way you end it. It's the way we stopped people doing drive-bys in Chicago back in the 20s, standing on the running boards of Model Ts and opening up their Tommy guns on people. That's the way you start that kind of violence with drug prohibition. You corrupt the police with that. But we've done this now for 44 years, and it's way beyond that. It's destroyed our legal system. It's destroyed families. It's destroyed lives. We came after the users, not the Al Capones. We came after the users with Ronald Reagan, with mandatory minimums to fill up the prisons. Because, you know, we have this prison industry that we need to keep profitable. Back in 1990, Trump said, you have to legalize drugs to win the war. You have to take the profit away from these drug czars. He's not saying that now. Why isn't he saying that now? Well, because he is pandering to his Republican voters. So the question is, what will he do if he will say anything, if he will give money to the Democrats and then give money to the Republicans, if he's all over the place on his philosophies? Look at this. The Internet explodes when it finds out who the pit bull behind Donald Trump really is. The guy came into view because he pushed back against something that came up in the divorce of Donald Trump, and this was his lawyer, and he said, well, you can't rape your wife. So that created a massive controversy. Then we find out, when they look at this, Michael Cohen, an executive at the Trump Organization, doubles as Trump's chief political advisor. He volunteered for the 1988 presidential candidate, Michael Dukakis. He worked for a Democrat member of Congress, yet another Democrat. So don't get fooled again, folks. Let's listen to some of the things that he said in some of his depositions, because now that they're taking him seriously as a candidate, remember Huffington Post said, we're not going to take him seriously as a candidate. We're going to report on him in the entertainment section. But now he is polling at very strong numbers in terms of polls amongst Republican Party members. So now they're starting to do some vetting, some opposition research. And so what are they saying about him? Well, in one of these, this is the New York Times I'm reading from. He'd been grilled for 2 hours in a lawsuit over a failed Florida real estate project, Trump Towers. It had his name. It failed, but he said it was just his branding. He didn't have any involvement in it. When the lawyer, Elizabeth Beck, asked for a medical break, he and his lawyers objected, demanding the deposition continue. She said it was urgent. She needed to pump breast milk for her three-month-old daughter. She took the pump out to make her point, and Trump erupted in the courtroom. He said, "You're disgusting," and he stormed out of the room, ending the testimony for the day. Now, they say that testimony and a bunch of other testimony that's been drawn from lawsuits since 2007 reveals his personal preoccupations, his business tactics, and his character, folks, because he is telling us that he is a successful businessman. He's telling us that he is a great negotiator, and those are his qualifications. We need to wonder where this guy is coming from, because he's not really talking much about policies. He's not talking about how we need to end the war on drugs today. That was 25 years ago. He hasn't said a word about that, as far as I know, in this particular race. No, it's all about his financial balance sheet and how successful he is. Listen to what he said to some of the people who lost their deposits when Trump Towers failed. He said that homebuyers who had forfeited their down payments in a building that had his name were very lucky, quote unquote, because the project failed. He said they would have lost more money if the project had proceeded because of the financial crisis of 2008. So is he going to be somebody like George Bush who said, "Read my lips, no new taxes"? We all knew that he was going to raise the taxes. He had criticized Reagan's idea that you want to lower taxes to make the economy go. He called that voodoo economics. So everybody said, "Wait a minute, you're going to raise taxes?" "No, no, read my lips. I would never raise your taxes." Then he gave us the largest tax increase we'd ever seen at that point in time. And when reporters called him on it, he said, "Read my hips." And he went jogging off. Is that what we're going to have? Or is Trump going to say, "Well, be glad that I raised your taxes because the Democrats would have done even worse"? That's what he told the people when they lost their deposits in the building that bore his name. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today. While you still can, mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
While you were sleeping,
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to take some phone calls in the next hour. When we come back, I don't have that phone number here, guys, but it is... Give me that phone number over the... Give it out over the air, will you? I should have that here. But today is July 31st. It is the last day of free shipping for the month of July on all of our products at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now is a good time to stock up on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine because it frequently sells out. It's in stock right now. It's a good time to stock up on it while you can get free shipping. And again, that ends today. You can see the 400 reviews at, it's over 400 now, at InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of those respondents would recommend it to a friend or family member. We've been absolutely blown away by this response, and you can get free shipping if you get it today. You can get the free shipping for July. And again, I'll give out that 800 number in just a moment.
I've got the number for you, David.
Oh, you've got that
call
number.
Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Great. Thank you. So call in with your comments. Primarily, I'd like to get your comments on Donald Trump or Planned Parenthood. Those, I think, are the big issues of this week. So let us know what you think about those. We'll also entertain other things, too. We'll just take open lines on Friday here. As I was saying just before we went to break, people are taking Trump seriously. So now they're looking at his past dealings with people. What does it tell you about his character? What does it tell you that when Trump Towers went bankrupt, he said people were very lucky that the project failed because they would have lost more if they'd gone ahead and bought it because real estate prices collapsed? He said, "Congratulate your clients," he told the lawyers who were suing him. Those clients alleged that they had lost tens of thousands of dollars each on deposits that were put down on a building that was never built with his name. And that's his response. So is that going to be his response to tell you something like that when he becomes president? Can you believe what he's telling you about his success? Of course, he's telling us he can't be bought. He's not going to be going to the confab for the Koch brothers. Good for him. I'm glad he's not. But the question isn't whether or not he's going to be taking that money. The question is, how did he get some of this money that he currently has? Of course, a lot is being said about the undocumented workers that he had, or as many of us would say, illegal aliens that he brought in to build Trump Towers. This is an article from the Daily Beast, came out just a couple of days ago. Trump Tower was built on undocumented immigrants' backs, because they don't want to say illegal aliens. They say the use of illegal aliens, and that's my term, at a Trump construction site, such as the hotel described by the Washington Post this week, is certainly nothing new. 35 years ago, a small army of illegal immigrants was used to clear the site for what became the crown jewel of Donald Trump's empire. If you go back and look at a story 25 years ago, again in the New York Times, Trump says he didn't know that he employed illegal aliens. He was being sued at the time by union members led by a retired demolition worker. They charged that using undocumented workers by Mr. Trump avoided paying the pension fund. They say that he should now pay $1 million to that pension fund, including interest. See, that's the big sucking sound that Ross Perot was talking about. It's not just the entitlements program that Obama is making available to anyone who wants to walk across the open border. It is also businessmen who are incentivizing this because it makes them money. That's why the Republican Party won't do anything. That's why the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, won't do anything about open borders, because they're making a lot of money off of it, folks. Going to the New York Times article back in May of 2011, buying a Trump property, or so they thought. Again, this situation in Florida. Listen to these quotes and see if it doesn't apply to you as a voter. The last thing you ever expect is that somebody you revere will mislead you. I bought into the idea of Donald Trump, and it wasn't what I thought it was. We have to ask ourselves that question about each and every candidate. We have to carefully and objectively evaluate them. We don't need to buy into any more phony images. Don't get fooled again. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be taking your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now,
you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.